It seemed to be a good time to, as long as we've got history professors and other experts, of course, on tap, as they try to recreate what they're going to, how they're going to make the fall semester look here at UMD, to interrupt them and ask them to weigh in on some of the issues of the day. Dr. Scott Latterman is a professor in the Department of History, and watching the news, listening to some conversations about the topic of monuments got me wondering what you would have to say about it. Scott, thanks so much for joining us, by the way.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
It's something that just occurred to me. When did we stop building statues of people to honor them? I mean, I can think of a statue fairly recently of Dr. Martin Luther King, but I'm trying to think of other contemporary statues of people that we built to kind of say, attaboy or attagirl.
Well, I don't know that we have stopped building them. None immediately come to mind that have been recently created, but certainly it does happen. I'm thinking maybe not in the immediate past, but not too far back, Arthur Ashe, for example. There have been statues created for him in Virginia, his home state,
okay,
to celebrate him as a groundbreaking figure in the world of tennis, but as a black tennis player, someone who broke all sorts of barriers and used his position to speak out on issues of racial and other forms of justice. Most of the monuments that seem to be in the news now, though, are monuments that, have a longer past.
Right.
These are monuments, particularly celebrating the Confederacy, various figures associated with the Confederacy. Also in the news, especially here in Minnesota, we've seen, the pulling down, the toppling of a statue down in St. Paul to Christopher Columbus. In New Mexico, you've got controversies over statues to Juan de Oñate. A number of different historical figures with often very problematical pasts occupying our current imagination.
One of the things, of course, about some of these statues is that if you don't do the research, you may not know about the person's past. I'm thinking about a statue. Thinking about some of these statues where we're not questioning them because we haven't done the digging into the person's past necessarily. But do monuments maintain their same significance after the people who have erected them are gone? For example, does a statue of Christopher Columbus, for example, mean the same thing to even to modern day people of Italian ancestry as it might have to people who put the statue up 100 years ago or so?
Well, I think it does to some. But keep in mind that when these statues went up, Christopher Columbus was not, to use Columbus as an example here, was not a universally heralded figure. There were detractors, of course, at the time. I mean, the statue in St. Paul went up, I think, in the early 1930s, if I'm not mistaken. And if you had asked Native people in the early 1930s what they would have thought of Christopher Columbus, I don't think they would have been celebrating him as this revered figure. For those who, put up the statue, Italian Americans, there is a strong sentiment within certain elements of the Italian American community in favor of Christopher Columbus, but you'll find lots of Italian Americans who recognize that he was a deeply problematical figure. With a very disturbing past. And I can't say whether that was true in the 1930s. I don't know how much consciousness there was about Christopher Columbus within the Italian-American community at that time. But certainly today, you would find a lot of Italian-Americans who might be celebrating the fact that that statue was toppled.
I've been hearing some really interesting conversations about this as different areas of our, community and the national conversation have been tackling this a little bit. There's always the pushback. There's always the sense, generally, I think, from people who are not personally affected by it. I mean, who don't feel that they're being injured or diminished or demeaned by the statue, but they say, well, you can't erase history. You know, this is part of history, and these things have got to stay because you can't just sweep it under the rug. What's your sense on that?
Well, certainly as a historian, I am absolutely not in favor of erasing history or sweeping history under the rug. I mean, history is something that I don't think we spend enough time studying. But this isn't about erasing history. This is about challenging the way certain histories are told. When you've got a statue like Christopher Columbus, for example, you know, statues go up to celebrate people. And they don't tell the history. They symbolize what we value in history. And that sends a very powerful message about what we think is worth celebrating in the past. With Christopher Columbus, yes, you know, sailed across the Atlantic and discovered for Europeans, you know, some islands in the West Indies. But Columbus was a much more complicated figure than that. Columbus has a lot of blood on his hands. And so by putting up statues to Christopher Columbus, we tend to be celebrating that legacy of conquest and genocide. That's a history that needs to be told, but it's not necessarily a history that needs to be celebrated. And there's an important distinction there. So when we're talking about taking down statues, we're talking about not celebrating certain elements of the past. We're not talking about erasing them. I mean, those statues, for example, the Columbus statue, I'd love to see placed in a museum where appropriate historical context could be provided. There could be interpretation on why statues to Columbus went up in the 1930s or at other times. There could be interpretation about what Christopher Columbus represented, what he actually did, and we have a pretty good sense of what he actually did. And there could be interpretation about the controversy over Christopher Columbus that led to the toppling of that statue and why it was that a number of people felt it was so important to not celebrate that part of the nation's or the hemisphere's past, that they felt that they need to actually pull that down and say, we need to start telling new stories, you know, fuller stories about the past.
It sounds as though context is really important, and that context is not necessarily being offered by the, you know, the statue in a park or outside of a city government building or a county government or a state government building. Context is not really being offered there, and I think your point is so, I can't wait to ponder this a little bit more when I'm off the air, is the difference between a story being told, and again, the constant question, who's telling the story, and celebrated. And it seems as though perhaps museums might be the better place where, in theory, you've got the time and the space to offer the statue in context.
That's right. I mean, that would be my position. Statues are symbols, and so you're really forced to challenge what it is that they're symbolizing, and they don't provide context. You can put up a little sign, you know, that provides some interpretation, but, you know, that's usually not read by very many people, and often the context isn't really provided all that well. But museums can certainly do a fuller job with that. But, you know, I do think we just need to keep in mind that statues are symbols, and they're symbols of what a society values, what it thinks is worth celebrating. And so when you see the contestation over these statues, these monuments, it's really a question of, you know, as a society, who do we want to be? What do we want to celebrate from our past? What does that say about our future as a people, a community, a nation?
I suppose at some point there should really be a discussion about statues like the really big Holstein in New Salem, but that's maybe a statue conversation for another day.
Probably so. There are all sorts of conversations about statues that we ought to be having.
But this was a fascinating conversation, Scott. Thank you so very much for taking a little bit of time to plumb the depths with us on this just a little bit. Interesting conversation this morning about historical monuments. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Dr. Scott Latterman is a professor with the Department of History here at UMD, and he joined us as our guest on Northland Morning.